Welcome to Tardi Mechanach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Adina Schmidman. Join the Women's Initiative for 3 weeks of ideas and inspiration. Create a Lech Kinos group of women on Shavasar Batamas for a video presentation and Tehillim. Listen to 3 weeks, one hard audio series with Mrs. Yael Davidowitz. Morning with Meaning audio series with Professor Adina Broder. Rosh Chodesh, Tammuz, and Av, Lunch and Learn, and on Tisha B'Av, Holding On to Faith, Sharing Hope Amidst Heartache, when we meet Israeli heroines of spiritual fortitude. For more information and to register for these programs, go to ouwomen.org/3weeks24. And now for today's Perek.
Welcome to Tardi Mecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shira Hochheimer, and today we will be studying Sefer Yeshayahu, Perek 26. This Perek is the third of four Prakim that talk about the future, both in terms of punishment and redemption. In the last Perek, the righteous sang a song about the Geula, followed by a description of that time. Finally, the Perek concluded with a promise that Moab will be destroyed. This Perek is a continuation of the previous Perek, and contains another song. While the previous Perek expressed thanks for the Geula, this Perek has a Shira, a song of thanks, for everything that happens throughout Golus as well. Most Mefarshim interpret this Perek as taking place after Gog and Magog, though some interpret the Perek to be referring as the salvation from Sancheriv, and others say it's talking about when the second Beis HaMikdash was built. As we have learned, there were many times which held the possibility of Mashiach's arrival, and which had components of the Geula that we will experience in the time of the Mashiach, and that's why the Prakim could be interpreted in multiple ways. Pasuk 1, Bayomahu, after the war of Gog and Magog, on that day, Yushar Hashir Hazeh Be'eretz Yehuda, this song of thanksgiving will be sung in the land of Yehuda. The word for song in this pasuk is a masculine form, shir, rather than a feminine form, shira. Chazal lists 10 songs that have been sung throughout history after clear miracles. 9 are called shira because despite the great joy that prompted these songs, those events birthed the next time of troubles. Only in the times of Mashiach are we guaranteed that there will be a shir, there will be a song acknowledging Hashem, and it will not lead to any more times of pain. This song tells us, Ir Azlanu Yeshua Yashist Chomos Vachel. We have a strong city, Yerushalayim. It is Hashem who makes victory over the walls and the ramparts. This is talking about Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim has been a source of strength throughout history. In the times of Mashiach, Yerushalayim will be even better than it has ever been. There will be no more divided kingdom and no more enemies fighting there. It will be Hashem's presence that ensures Yerushalayim is defended, rather than its walls. The shir continues with the speaker addressing Yerushalayim's gates. He tells them, Pasuk 2, Pischu Sha'arim, open gates, to allow a deserving group of people to enter. They are Goy Tzadik Shomer Emunim, a righteous nation who are the guardians of faith. Rashi explains what defines a Shomer Emunim. They are the people who believed and waited for Mashiach in Galus for so many years. They are the people that believe that Hashem would fulfill the promises he has made through the Nevi'im. From this pasuk, we learn how powerful our emunah in Hashem is. Rav Schwab says that if we don't have any other mitzvoths with which we will merit greeting Mashiach, our faith in Mashiach will be enough to allow us entry into Yerushalayim. Each year, says Rav Schwab, after the Pesach Seder, we sing with children and grandchildren, the Shana Haba Yerushalayim Habniyah. Next year, we will be in Yerushalayim. It does not matter how difficult and challenging the Golus has been that previous year. We know and believe at that Seder that there is a Creator who will bring Mashiach. We are Shomer Emunim, the guardians of faith. This faith will bring us miracles. Yeshayahu turns to Hashem and asks that Pasuk 3, Yetzer Samuch, the man who depends on Hashem, Tatsur Shalom Shalom, should be preserved with perfect peace. Because he only trusted in you. Rashi says that the reward for a person who relies on Hashem and does not abandon his faith from fear, the reward is peace. Since he trusted Hashem to protect him, Hashem does protect him. Similarly, the Chovetz HaLevavos says that the degree to which a person depends on Hashem and nothing else is the degree of Hashgacha Pratis, of divine providence and intervention that he will experience in his life. The Metzudas David adds a practical lesson to when explaining this phrase. When a person relies on Hashem, his life is by definition more peaceful. He is not nervous about what others might say or do, so he has peace of mind. Yeshayahu encourages those around him to trust in Hashem, Pasuk 4, Bitchu b'Hashem adayad. The people should trust in Hashem forever and ever. Hashem is trustworthy. He made the world. He is all-powerful as he exists outside of time and space and is not impacted by it. Ki b'ka Hashem tzur olamim, because Hashem is the rock and foundation of the world. The earth relies on him, and so can we. The Radak adds that we don't just need to trust Yeshayahu about the benefits of Batachon. We can look at our history. Throughout history, Hashem has brought down the enemies who torment the Jewish people. They have been, Pasuk 5, Yashpilene Yashpila ad Eretz, Yagiena ad Ofer, humbled to the ground, leveled with the dust. They are brought so low that they are trampled not by nobles, but by the poor. When we look throughout history, the mighty empires that have tormented us are no longer around. Latin, the language of the Roman Empire, is now a dead language, yet those they conquered are still thriving and speaking our language. After discussing Emunah, we could be left with doubts. We know we will mess up. We know our Emunah is not perfect. How will we ever get to Geula? The answer is that Hashem knows we are human and helps those who want to be helped. Pasuk 7. Orach latzadik meisharim. The path of the righteous is straight. Hashem balances a tzaddik's circumstances to counteract the issues that may arise so that his path can proceed to the desired end. When a person shows that they want to do the right thing, magal tzaddik tifales, you make a smooth path for tzaddikim. Hashem leads the tzaddikim on the path that will get them to their goal and removes the insurmountable obstacles. Hashem wants to help us as long as we ask for help. This awareness remains part of a tzaddik's life, even when he is faced with troubles and galus. The tzaddik knows he has a relationship with Hashem who wants to help him, so it cannot be that life is out to ruin him. Says the Radak, our faith means that despite punishments, we hope and pray that we stay connected to Hashem. Even when Pasuk 8, Orach Mishpatecha Hashem, the path of your judgments, Hashem, are harsh, we still know it's coming from Hashem. The judgments are connected to the name of Hashem, Yudkei Vavkei, the God of Mercy. Everything that happens to us is coming from Hashem who loves us. Even in the worst circumstances, Kivinucha, we hope for you. We do not despair, because the thing we want more than anything else, more than comfort and peace, is L'shimcha u'l'zichrcha tavas nafesh, for your name and your remembrance, that is the desire of our soul. Our souls in Galus are driven to know Hashem and remember him, no matter what else is going on. Sometimes Galus is hard. There is illness, loneliness, war, and grief. Galus is dark. Yeshayahu tells us how the Jewish people individually and collectively have reacted to these troubles. To quote a famous song, a yid never bends and a yid never breaks. We instead rise to try to see Hashem in our lives. Pasuk 9, Nafshi ivisicha balayla. My soul desires you, even in the darkness. Even during the most lonely parts of Galus, which are compared to the night, I will strive to know Hashem. Afruchi b'chirbi ashachareka. As long as I have a neshama in me, my soul seeks you out, Hashem, to connect to you through prayer. When there is judgment in the world, this does not stop a Jew from running after Hashem with passion and love. We understand that judgments teach us something so that we can be worthy to bring the geula. In contrast, the Rasha does not learn the same lessons from his life. Pasuk 10, Yuchad Rasha Baal Lamad Tzedek. When the evildoer has favor shown to him, when things are going good in his life, he doesn't become righteous. The tzaddik in Pasuk 9 came closer to Hashem through the punishments. Here, the Rasha grows more distant when he has good. How can this be possible? The answer is, Uval Yireh Geos Hashem. The Rasha refuses to see the majesty of Hashem in his life. The Radak explains that the tzaddik will always notice the Hashkacha Pratis, how Hashem is involved in his life, even in the worst times. He is grateful for how Hashem takes care of him every single day, so he becomes closer to Hashem and wants more mitzvos. The Rasha, nothing fazes him. When he has things that are going well, he assumes it's his talent or his luck. When something bad happens, he just blames it on luck. Pasuk 11, Hashem Rama Yadcha Bal Yechazayon. When Hashem lifts his hands to strike him, they don't notice. It will only be at the end of days when there is no alternative but to acknowledge Hashem, Yechazu v'yevoshu kinas am. They shall see with shame your zeal for your people what they could have had. Yeshayahu now reflects on what he has said in a tefillah to Hashem. He asks, Pasuk 12, Hashem, Cheshpos Shalom Lanu. Hashem, please give us peace. Galus is so hard. We acknowledge, Gam Kol Ma'aseinu Pa'alta Lanu. Everything that has happened to us, whether good or bad, is because you did it for us. But now we are asking for peace. Chazal say that there is no vessel that contains blessing like peace. When there is a lack of peace, we cannot enjoy life. We cannot enjoy our family, our talents, or our possessions. This is the most important part of Geula and will lead to all other things. We only want peace. Yeshayahu explains why we deserve the blessing of peace. The answer is that we have remained faithful to Hashem throughout the bitter galus. Pasuk 13. Ba'alunu adonim zulasecha. Other masters besides you have lorded over us, but levav b'cha naskir shemecha. But only do we mention your name. The Radak says that so many masters have tried to force us to serve other gods and to violate the Torah, but it hasn't mattered. We only serve Hashem. If we would have just pretended to serve their gods, life would have been so much easier. But we chose to only say Hashem's name and never to be unfaithful. Rav Schwab translates this pasuk a bit differently. He says that the phrase, Levad b'cha naskir shemecha, should be translated as, only because of you do we mention your name. As the Radak said, we were tortured and killed for our faith. How many countries were we forced to leave? How many died with Shema on their lips? How many times did mothers have to cry for their children to come home? What gave us strength to persevere? What gives us strength to persevere? Our strength is only a gift from Hashem. Yeshayahu also requests something beyond the tzaddikim having peace. He asks that the Rasha'im should not receive any compassion or a reward in their lives or in their deaths. Pasuk 14, V'ta'abed kol zecher lemo. All memory of them should punish. Yeshayahu contrasts Israel with the other nations. 15. Yasafta l'goy nechbarta. Hashem, when you added Torah and mitzvos to the Jewish people, we honored you by increasing our Torah and mitzvos. The Midrash says, look at what happens when a Jew has a son. At 8 days, he gives him a bris. At 30 days, a pidyon haben. And then he spends his life teaching the child how to daven and learn. When a Jew buys a house, he puts up a mezuzah. We use everything we have in this world for Hashem. This is unlike the other nations who, whenever they are blessed, used it to honor themselves. Our desire to bring Hashem into our lives continues even when we have times of trouble. Yeshayahu cries out, Pasuk 16, Hashem batzar pikaducha. Hashem, when the Jewish people have troubles, they mention you. They know that things are not happening by coincidence. They acknowledge their part when things are not going well. And so, Sakun lachash musar chalamo. They silently pour out the prayers when your punishment was on them. In our hardest times, that is when we turn to Hashem and daven to Him. Yeshayahu compares Klal Yisrael to a woman in labor. A woman in labor is in tremendous pain. Yet, says the Radak, quoting his father, a woman in labor doesn't hate her husband for getting her into this situation. It is at that moment that she loves her husband. She knows what this pain is bringing to her and which is the joy and purpose of her life. But if the pain stops, the woman is not happy because she knows she will need to go through the pain all over again. This is what Klal Yisrael and Gullus is like, Pasuk 18. Harinu chalnu kmo yaladu ruach. We were pregnant, we were in pain, but it is if we gave birth to air, we had a false labor. A false labor is pain that does not lead to birth. Gullus has had so much pain and tragedy after tragedy. And after each tragedy, we hope that it is the last stop before Geula, but then, Yeshuos val na'aseh ba'aretz, val yiplu yoshvei sevel. Salvation is not coming to the land, and the inhabitants of the world did not fall. Even still, each time our hopes are dashed, we still hope and pray to Hashem. Yeshayahu has asked that the Rishonim should not live, and established why the Tzadikim should live. According to the Abarbanel, Hashem responds, the Perek until now is what the nation will sing after Mashiach. This is what Hashem promises. Yechyu meisecha nivelasi yikumun. Your dead shall live, my dead body shall arise. Not only will the righteous merit life in the world to come as souls, Their bodies and souls will receive reward together in the time of Mashiach through the resurrection of the dead. Whoever dies in Gullus to sanctify Hashem's name will merit to be brought back to life. Hakitzu v'rananu shochnei afar. These revived dead will wake up and sing and thank Hashem. Hashem continues with instructions for the Jewish people. When the war of Gog u'Magog comes, they need to protect themselves. Hashem tells them, Lechami, bo b'chaderecha, uskor d'lasecha ba'decha. Go, my nation, into your rooms and close the door behind you. Rav Schwab says that during the times of upheavals, we need to lock ourselves in the Beis Medrash or Shul and just daven. This is what will save us at the times of judgment, as Hashem has decreed. This will happen when, Pasuk 21, Ki hnei Hashem yotzei mimkomo, when Hashem leaves his pace, lifkod avon yoshev ha'aretz alav, to punish the sins of those who are living on the land who have harmed Klal Yisrael over the generations. Hashem will remember everything. The nations may have tried to hide their sins and cruelty, but they will not be successful. The earth will show where the blood is hidden and will not cover those who were killed. The nations won't be able to hide what they've done, and the evidence will be clear to document why they deserve punishment. In this parak, we heard a song about how Klal Yisrael had continuously believed in Hashem and the coming of Mashiach throughout Gullus. Their trust means that they understand that all the bad is for their benefit. In the end, Hashem will save and reward those who have this emunah and punish the Rasha'im. Yeshayahu asks for peace, that we should not be stuck in a cycle of punishment and Gullus, but that we should finally merit Geula. Hashem gives us instructions about how we can survive the end of days through going and studying Torah and davening to Hashem. One of the many beautiful lessons of this parak is how powerful our emunah in Mashiach truly is. This has been the belief of our people in Gullus over the millennia. There was a group of Polish Hasidim who were being put on cattle cars and travel and being taken to Treblinka. One of the people in the cattle car was Reb Ezreel David Fastag. And in the middle of these most inhumane conditions, he composed a haunting melody for the Ani Maamin, which attested to our belief in the coming of Mashiach. Soon, the whole train, being brought to their death, were singing this song. The song spread from person to person, from cattle car to cattle car. I believe in perfect faith in the coming of Mashiach. Even if he delays, I still believe. Recognizing the power of this composition, Reb Fastag offered half of his share in the world to come to anyone who would get the tune to the Madras Rebbe who had escaped in 1940. Two men promised to try, and one of the men survived the jump from the train. Miraculously, he made his way to Israel and brought the tune to the Rebbe. The Rebbe said, "With this niggun, with this tune, the Jewish people went to the gas chambers, and with this niggun, the Jews will march to greet Mashiach. This is our mission in Gullus. To live each day with Ani Maamin in our lips and to know that no matter what is happening, Mashiach will come even if he does delay. We will live with a desire in our hearts to connect to Hashem. This emunah will make us the Shomer Emunim, the guardians of faith, so that we can greet Mashiach."
Thank you for learning together, Le'iloi Nishmas, Barbara Atlas, Bracha Bas Avraham. She was a beacon of light to all who knew her. Barbara's kindness and generosity had no bounds.